We have a new sponsor to tell you about. We hope you support them. If you own a gun, you need a safe, period. There's no excuse not to keep your firearms out of the wrong hands. Sportsman Steel Safes. Visit Sportsman Steel Safes. They support Armed American Radio. Man, we need to support them. If you're in the market for a safe or you don't have one and you've been thinking about it, call my friend Matt at Sportsman Steel Safe at 888-681-4140. 888-681-4140. Tell him you're an Armed American Radio listener, and he will work up a special deal for you on the spot. And make sure to visit Sportsman Steel Safe at SportsmanSteelSafes.com. SportsmanSteelSafes.com. Again, if you're an Armed American Radio listener, they will provide special pricing specifically for you. Tell them you listen to the show. See you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Oh, in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, what a program. Houston, Texas. You got a good one coming up. Wow, welcome to the show, Houston Tejas. The rest of you around the country, from those toasty beaches of South Florida to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska and all parts in between, including parts unknown, welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. It is a pleasure to have you here. Neil McCabe, my guest, has been with me for hour one, hour two, hour three. Neil, how are you, brother?
Phenomenal and getting better every day, Mark.
We are going to give five lucky winners some barbecue rub today in honor of the launch of Grilling While Armed and some of the Grilling While Armed products, and we're going to give them away in just a little bit here on the Armed American Radio Network. It's going to be an awful lot of fun. Joining us, Neil, we're going to have Bill Cannon from Texas Barbecue Rub. He'll be here in just a few moments. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, will be here, and David Kodria will be here. But before we do that, we have a caller on the line, and I started a little thing last week, you might remember, Neil, when I had a fan send in the Bonehead of the Week request. And I said, could we be starting something new here on Armed American Radio? And I believe we have, because I had another fan, a bunch of them. And this one I liked so much that I called Harold in Missouri today. And I said, Harold, dude, how'd you like to join us on the show today and award the Bonehead of the Week? He was thrilled. And Harold joins us on the Armed American Radio Network right now. Harold, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for sending in the request. I love it because you sent in a link that we were able to grab some audio from. So would you, how about I just say we're going to go ahead and play this clip, and then I'll let you award the Bonehead of the Week. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, let's see if people recognize the voice, Mark.
Let's see if people recognize the voice. Bobby, can you go ahead and cue it up?
A small majority of Americans don't think they like the Affordable Care Act, but a large majority of Americans don't want to do away with the protections that are in the Affordable Care Act.
Yes, sure.
A small majority wants to repeal it, but that is slowly receding as a rising majority says, no, fix it. Well, that's in the tradition of good old-fashioned American pragmatism. I think that we've got to rein in what has become a almost article of faith that anybody can have a gun anywhere, anytime. And I don't believe that is in the best interests of the vast majority of people.
Now, she was not speaking to the NRA convention, but Harold?
Who was that anyway, Harold?
Harold, who was that?
Well, the Bonehead of the Week would have to be Hillary Clinton. I mean, those comments were just, I can't even say stupid because that's even too high of a ring for her.
Did your hair go up the back of your neck when you sent me that email today?
I couldn't believe it. I mean, at one hand, I was thinking, yes, they are an article of faith. That's our Bill of Rights. I mean, that guaranteed to us, but not the way she took it.
I couldn't believe it. The Armed American Radio listener gets it. They get it. Harold, I want to thank you very much for sending the email and awarding this week's Bonehead of the Week. Where are you in Missouri?
St. Joseph, Missouri, about 35 minutes north of Kansas City.
Fantastic. Great barbecue in Kansas City, too. You got great barbecue in Missouri. Do you barbecue and grill while armed? I have to ask you.
Well, of course I do.
Ooh, what's your favorite?
I'd love to have some of that rub you have.
Well, we may have to hook you up with that. What's your favorite sidearm while you're barbecuing?
Well, I have a Glock 23 that I carry most of the time, and so I'm always consistent, so usually that's what I'm carrying.
All right, that's a fantastic gun, a great choice. George the Mad Ogre Hill will attest to that because it was me who made him buy that gun and turned him on to that. That's, of course, the compact 40 caliber. Wonderful gun, great choice. Harold, thanks very much for making my wife the bonehead of the week. I just don't even know what to say.
A perfect Mother's Day present for that individual.
Harold, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Harold in Missouri with the bonehead of the week here on Armed American Radio. If you would like to pick the bonehead of the week and jump on the radio with me here on Armed American Radio, send me your selection. You can do it right up to showtime. Harold sent it in today. So right up to showtime. Send me the request with a link if you have it and some backup and your selection for this week's Bonehead of the Week. Send it to mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And we'll keep the tradition going. Second week in a row now where we've brought a listener on to let them award the Bonehead of the Week. And I couldn't think of anybody better than that woman. Neil, that was beautiful.
Yeah, Harold is fantastic. I was feeling a little nervous that maybe you'd be looking for another co-host. I mean, this guy is great.
He was good, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. This was not a controversial choice. And it was interesting to me that she said article of faith because it was when Barack Obama was running against Hillary Clinton where he told at a fundraiser in California, he said that people in Pennsylvania cling to their guns and religion.
Exactly.
And so
thank you.
She managed to combine those two elements, and that
will
knock on gun owners.
I wanted to play that Obamacare clip at the beginning because I wanted you to watch her play with words when she said a small majority wants to repeal, and in the next breath she said a rising majority wants to. It's not rising majority, Hillary. It's rising minority.
That's the
play on words.
The Affordable Care Act has never had majority support.
Never.
Not 4 years ago when it was signed, not 5 years ago when it was being debated, not now, not a week ago, not a week from now. It will hit, and it's like the more we know, the less we like it.
And here's what I want to tell Hillary Clinton. Go ahead and run on your position on gun control. Go ahead and run on it in 2016. I'm begging you to. Go on. Do it. Let's see how far it gets you. Throw a little gun control in that mix there. And run on Obamacare, too. Oh, it's enough to drive you crazy. Let's say we bring in the rest of the guests. What do you think?
That's a good idea. And get some ribs.
We will do that in just a few minutes. We'll do that in the upcoming couple segments. David Kodria, how you doing, my brother?
A couple questions for Hillary.
What do you got?
Well, number one, I'd like to know if everybody shouldn't have a gun. I wonder if maybe Juanita Broderick should. And I think that one question that Hillary needs to be asked is Juanita Broderick, who says that Bill Clinton raped her and bruised her lip and said you better put some ice on that, is Juanita Broderick, Hillary, a liar? Yes or no? Answer the question. I dare her to answer that one.
How dare you ask her that question? That's just out of line, David.
Uh-huh.
That's just out of line.
Well,
did you have another one for?
Well, the first question was, well, should Juanita Broderick then be one of those people who can have a gun?
Hillary's protected by guns, isn't she? Every day, all day, everywhere she goes.
Yeah. Always.
Well, there's one place that was asking for more guns, and that's our diplomatic mission at Benghazi, and that was demonstrably turned down by Hillary Clinton, who then had the temerity to blame Paul Ryan because of supposed budget.
What difference does it make now anyway, Neil?
Yep.
Difference at this point does it make?
You know.
Yeah, what's the diff?
Can we have that one more time?
What difference at this point does it make?
I don't know, Monica. What difference does it make anyway? What difference does it make at this point anyway? George Hill, the Mad Ogre, does it make a difference?
It absolutely makes a difference. And her response was callous and just absolutely unforgivable for a person in her position to deny the requests, basically appoint those men to die, and then say, what difference does it make? The difference is that she decided that Americans should die. That's the difference. And then she took no responsibility of it, blamed a patsy video maker from, you know, who posted a video on YouTube as pointing the finger at him as if it's his fault.
Is he out of prison yet? Do we even know? Neil, whatever happened to that guy? David, do you know whatever happened to that guy?
Yeah, they wrapped him up, but he was in jail for like a year, and then they quietly released him because he had done nothing wrong. But not only did Susan Rice give those talking points, on the Sunday shows, five Sunday shows, three or four days after the attack, where everyone knew it wasn't a video, and she said it was a video, but at that that absurdly exploitative funeral type ceremony that they had in that Air Force hangar with the coffins. Mm-hmm. And just as the nation is just gripped with emotion over what and trying to figure out what's going on, Hillary says this was caused by a video that we had nothing to do with.
A video. It's unbelievable. She's going to have a difficult time in 16 should she decide to run. When we come back, Bill Cannon from Texas Barbecue Rub joins us. Jerry Henry from GeorgiaCarry.org in the studio with me. We have a full table. Grab something to drink.
Firearm safety is as important as breathing. If you own a gun, you need a safe from Sportsman Steel Safes. Sportsman is an American family business making quality vaults for over 30 years. Give my friend Matt a call for the weekly special. Tell him I sent you and he'll work out a deal. 888-681-4140. That's 888-681-4140. Talk to Matt before you buy your next safe. 888-681-4140 and visit SportsmanSteelSafes.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy. Now.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WalterArms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with a select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
As we all know, the Second Amendment is under attack. It's 2014. That's right, election year. And as a gun owner, I like to keep up with all the political news surrounding the Second Amendment. And the way I do that, IRFnews.com. IRFnews.com is a new concept in news gathering. One place, one stop, see what they're talking about, see what's going on, and protect the Second Amendment. Quite simple. IRFnews.com. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
This is driving and crying. I say this a lot, but I can't help it. Anybody that's driven, they're from Atlanta. They're from Metro Atlanta. And the reason I think they named their band Driving and Crying was because they drive around Atlanta. You can't drive around Atlanta without crying. So it makes perfect sense why they would have done that. Welcome back to the program. It's great to have you here. I was watching Armed American Radio climb up those boards here. I was being listened to in the number third spot in the country on the talk stream boards. Got to love that. Welcome back to the show. And by the way, we're going to be giving away to five lucky winners some Grilling While Armed, a three-pack, a 22 Magnum pack, we're calling it, of barbecue rubs, 12 ounces of original, 12 ounces of Grand Champion, and 12 ounces of brisket rub to five lucky winners in the next segment. In the next segment. It's going to be fun. So head over to Facebook.com/Armed American Radio, put your name on a list, or head over to Facebook.com/Grilling While Armed and like and share the post, and you might win. You might be one of those five. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you, thousands of you actually have. But you got a pretty good shot. So head on over in that direction. Welcome back to the show. Jerry Henry in the studio with me. A pleasure, my man.
As always.
Neil McCabe, Washington, D.C., Armed American Radio's Washington editor. Welcome to the show.
Great to be with you. It's been a fantastic show. It's I've told you this before, but it's always like the fastest 3 hours of my life whenever I'm on.
It is. It doesn't seem like 3 hours when the show ends. You think, man, we need another couple hours. We're begging the network. But good stuff is getting ready to happen for Armed American Radio. I'll just tease you with that. Good stuff is getting ready to happen. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, a pleasure.
It's a pleasure and a privilege as always.
David Kodrian, Hudson, Ohio. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing wonderful. Hey, listen, at some point before the hour ends, we got to return to Hillary and Bill for like half a minute.
Okay, we can do that. I like the spotlight. I don't have a problem with that. Bill Cannon in Texas, Richmond, Texas, Texas barbecue rub. What's going on, brother?
How you doing tonight, Mark?
I love it. Grilling while armed. Don't you love that, Bill?
I'm telling you, it's a marriage made in heaven.
It really is. Hey, listen, before we get this segment going, I got to tell everybody, if you're going to be down around Sarasota by any chance, next week, Friday, this coming Friday, I'll be at the Bullet Hole Gun Shop from about 2 o'clock until 5 o'clock signing books. Stop out and say hello if you're going to be down there, and we'll be broadcasting Armed American Radio next week from the Crossbreed Holster Studios down in my hometown in the Talk 860 WGUL Studios to the entire nation. So it's going to be good to get home and participate in some of the USCCA instructor training with those fine folks down there in Tampa. Come down to the Bullet Hole Gun Shop Friday, the 16th, from 2 to 5 p.m. I'll be there signing some books. Come by and shake my paw. In addition to that, Sportsman Steel Safes, got to give a shout out to those guys. Huge new sponsor. We've got a giveaway coming up soon, so make sure you head over to Facebook.com, Armed American Radio, and keep tabs, and we'll let you know what we're getting ready to do. Some really fun stuff for you at Sportsman Steel Safe. Call Matt over there. Tell him you listen to Armed American Radio, and he will make a deal for you on the spot, off the menu. I've already gotten emails from people who have done that. Call Matt at Sportsman Steel Safe. I got to go here. I got to go to the Grilling While Armed segment right now, Bill Cannon. I can't help it anymore. Can you help me out with that?
You got it. What do we want to talk about today?
Let's give out a recipe for grilling while armed. And you and I talked a little bit off air today, and we're going to do a pork roll, stuffed pork roll, right?
Yeah, that's what we talked about.
Go ahead and tell us, how do we do that? How do we prep the grill for that? And then George will pair that up with a huge sidearm to wear while we make and grill and smoke that pork roll, that smoked, stuffed pork roll.
Pork stuffed loin. Okay, you need to start yourself with a good pork loin. And, you know, it only needs to be about a foot long or 8-9 inches long, really. Easier for you to handle. You're just going to make a cut down through the loin about a half an inch down all the way across it. And then you're going to have to roll that thing out and cut half inch all the way out, and you just continue rolling it out. You'll end up with a piece of meat that's a half inch thick. Let's just call it 9 inches wide, and it's going to be, depends on how big your loin is, but somewhere around maybe a couple of feet long.
Okay, so it's basically going to be a filleted pork roll. You're going to slice it down the center from end to end, and then you're going to start to cut all the way down and just roll it out until it lays out flat, correct?
Yeah. And okay. The key here is only cut down as thick as you want it to roll out as. In other words, you don't cut it all the way down the middle. You're going to cut, let's just say we're going to make it a half inch roll. Mm-hmm. So we're going to cut it down a half inch, then we're just going to start peeling it down, and kind of like skinning a deer in a way.
So the best way to describe that to the novice would be to cut it down about a half inch and then turn the knife and then just begin to basically fillet it out and roll it as you're cutting it out until it lays flat a half inch thick.
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, at that point in time, you get a chance, whatever you want to put in there. Pork is a fabulous piece of meat to absorb other flavors. I've stuffed pork loins with cheeses, with spinaches, with, pineapples, any kind of fruits, any kind of vegetables actually are pretty darn good in there.
Green peppers, smoked red peppers, green peppers, Vidalia onions.
Yes.
And you can combine those.
Anything that you can dream of. And you're going to lay it on there, and then you're going to roll this thing back up. Make sure you put some cheese in there, because there's nothing like oozing cheese coming out of one of these when you have it cooked.
Provolone works very well because it stays thick, stays in, doesn't cook and melt away. Just want to throw that in.
Yes, provolone is an excellent cheese. The Havarti is a good cheese also.
Okay, so we're going to roll that thing back up.
And then you're going to need some cooking twine, and you're going to tie it up so we don't want it to unroll while we're cooking it.
And some like to wrap that thing in bacon.
Well, yeah, if you want to go pork on pork, there's nothing like bacon to add even more flavor on top.
And if you really want to get fancy, you can do a bacon
there.
Okay.
You know, it's one of these things. Like I said, pork will take on the flavor of almost anything that you want to put it on, you know, without absorbing too much flavor, but it just goes tremendously with pork.
And
bacon on top is fabulous.
What kind of grilling while armed rub are we going to put inside this thing when we stuff it and on the exterior?
We're going to use the Grand Champion or the original rubs. The original rub has a little bit more kick to it, followed by a nice sweetness. The Grand Champion is a little less on the front side kick with a nice sweet, even flavor.
Okay.
So either one of those is going to work fabulous on this piece of meat.
All right, now we've got about a minute before we go to the break, 60 seconds before we go to the break here. We're right on the money. It was a good call. Now the smoke, we're going to put coals. You can do this on any kind of grill. You can do this on any kind of smoker. You can put indirect heat, coals. What kind of wood are we going to use on this thing?
Any apple is great for pork. I love mesquite on pork. That's not for everybody. Hickory, oak. I mean, again, it's pork, and it takes on great flavors. But you can use almost anything that you have around when you're cooking this. Any of the flavors will work great. The apple is really nice, and I like mesquite because I'm from Texas, and that's just what I like.
And it works. And pork is a very forgiving meat, as he said. It absorbs great flavors in that smoke. Just don't oversmoke it. We come back, we're going to pair that up with a great sidearm here on the Armed American Radio Network. Don't go away. This is fun stuff. See you in a minute.
We'll be right back. Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. We have Bobby's running the board. So, ladies and gentlemen, you might notice that Shanto is not here, and we're playing a little game today. Where is Shanto? Has anybody seen Shanto? We don't know where he is. Bobby, can you bring your mic live?
Yeah, I'm here.
We've got 5 winners of the Grilling While Armed competition we had going on the Grilling While Armed Facebook and the Armed American Radio Facebook pages. You want to name them?
Sure. Let's go right ahead with that. Okay, first off, we have Scott F. Thomason. He's in Oakwood, Texas.
Scott F. Thomason,
yes.
Oakwood, Texas. Congratulations.
Yeah. We have Bill Helm. He lives in Astoria, New York.
Bill Helm. in Astoria, New York. Congratulations.
We have Stacy, I'm going to mess this up, Orellana, O-R-E-L-L-A-N-A, and I don't know what city she's from.
She's from parts unknown.
She's Stacey somewhere with Orellana. Sean Young, I'm sure.
She probably is. Where is Stacy and Sean?
Exactly. And then we have Renee Mewborn. She's in Easley, South Carolina.
South Carolina. Renee Mewborn. Easley, South Carolina. They know a little bit about barbecue in South Carolina.
I think
Carolina.
They do. I think they know. And then from Bennett, Wisconsin, we have Jim Brannon.
Jim Brannon, congratulations. Bennett, Wisconsin. Scott Thomason, Bill Helm, Stacy Orellana, Renee Mewborn, and Jim Brannon. Congratulations. You five win a 22 Magnum pack of the new Grilling Wild Armed Original Champion and brisket rubs. Congratulations, Bill Cannon. That's cool stuff.
Cool. I think we ought to add one to that. How's this?
You go for it.
How about Harold, your Bonehead Award presenter tonight?
Harold, congratulations. We're adding you. You also get a new Grilling Wild Armed barbecue pack. We appreciate that very much. Okay, we got the pork roll going. Okay.
Yep.
It's cooking. It's smoking. Now it's going to be over indirect coals. I'm going to make that very clear. You're going to have one side of the grill with hot coals and wood. The other side, you want to keep that temperature anywhere from about 250 to about 300 degrees. Correct, Bill?
A little lower if you want, 225 to 250.
All right, 225 to 250. We can't tell you exactly how long it will take because of the pork roll, but we can give you an idea. A little bit of time per pound, Bill?
That thing is going to cook for about 3 hours.
Okay, 3 hours. And you, trust me, ladies and gentlemen, when this thing comes off your grill, and you can cook it on any type of grill. You can even do that. You can do it on gas, too, can't you, Bill?
Absolutely. Just okay. Kill all but one side. You do need a gas grill that's got
multiple burners,
but you can kill all the others and just use one side.
Let side to side or front to back. David Kodria?
I have controls, so I can turn off one side.
You can make your gas sound like this. Bring that temperature down just a tad bit.
Here is the key to that piece of meat. Do not cook it over 145 to 150 degrees internal temperature.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, you've got that. Bill Cannon knows a little bit. I've cooked with his team and visited with them at the Texas Rodeo in one of four world championship events. You took fifth in brisket.
Yes,
out of 427 teams. You know what you're doing. My entire life I've looked for these rubs, and there they are. I've stopped looking, ladies and gentlemen, and we are packaging these now as Grilling While Armed. You got to love this stuff. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, a firearm to pair with that wonderful pork roll.
You know, that sounds like that's some pretty high-power grilling stuff right there. And in that roll, that makes me think of revolver with that much flavor. I'm thinking a Ruger Super Blackhawk 44 Magnum carried in a nice leather Western rig with this.
Oh, that's beautiful. Neil McCabe, do you want to go and get some ribs?
I think the big lesson learned here is it all depends on the size of your loins. I really into those Laura Croft kinds that we were talking about.
We're losing Neil on that. Get yourself a little signal there. You say the Lara Croft guns?
The Lara Croft HK pistols we were talking about last week.
Oh, I got to tell you. Well, we were talking about her pistols were secondary, but it will all work. Yeah, that's wonderful. David, your thoughts on the selection?
I never argue with the selections by the experts here. I just sit and learn.
Jerry, and you?
Oh, I have no problem with the firearm. I just think that when you start to put the internal mix in, when you start stuffing it, I've got some pineapple that's been soaking a while in a little bit of clear liquor, and that's a good thing to put in there to make it taste good.
Bill Cannon, the question is this. Can we put – see, Jerry wants to know, can you put some cherry and some pineapple moonshine-soaked fruit in there?
Yes, you can.
Now, see, you got to be careful because that moonshine will burn. You don't want to flame that pork up.
Yeah, but he said the magic word, 145 degrees.
Exactly.
Alcohol doesn't burn off till after.
So you can, and you know, another alcohol.
You're gonna lose, just a little of the potency, but it's still going to be there.
Not a whole lot at 145 degrees.
Yeah, you're right about that. And, you know, you could also use some bourbon in there, too, some sweeter bourbon.
Yeah, we pull that off a few times.
I bet you have. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can get creative with this. That's the Growing Wild Arms segment this week, and congratulations to the winners. And we did that in honor of the Facebook page, Grilling While Armed, and that's just wonderful stuff. All right, David Codrey, you wanted to talk a little bit more about Hillary. You want to talk about Hillary? Did you have something else to say about her?
Yeah, Hillary and Bill and the absolute utter hypocrisy on guns of these two people. We all know on this show who Richard Feldman is. He's a lawyer. He's a lobbyist. He worked for NRA. He worked for the Trade Association. About 6 years ago or so, he wrote a book called Ricochet, Confessions of a Gun Lobbyist. And if I could, I'd just like to take 20 seconds here and read you one paragraph from that
book. Take 30. Go ahead.
Okay. He says, Bill Clinton was one politician who came to recognize the electoral clout of the NRA. Running for a second term as Arkansas governor in 1982, Clinton had submitted an NRA political preference chart questionnaire of the type that the special interest organizations routinely ask candidates to complete to assess their views on key issues. The ILA, and of course, for people who don't know, that's the Institute for Legislative Action. It's the political arm of the NRA. They called Clinton to announce that his questionnaire did not pass muster. Clinton immediately changed it, okay, saying, I'm in support of the NRA position on gun control. Prompting, of course, the NRA, before he'd shown his true colors, to give him an A rating. This is Clinton on guns. He is a chameleon, and they will do whatever it takes.
Let's also talk a little bit about the assault weapons, quote-unquote, assault weapons ban of the early 1990s. This was a Clinton, a Feinstein-Clinton get-together on this that went into effect for 10 years. David, I know you wrote a lot about this during the time. I myself bought one of the stupid thumbhole AK-47s from Arsenal. Great gun, by the way, but I did change the stock out. Boo-hoo. The utter failure is the only way I can couch this of that bill. And you wrote a lot about it over the times. This is what they want to reenact. This is what they want back for us with a whole lot of new stuff with it. Tell us about it.
Yeah, they want it back with a vengeance, actually. And, you know, California tried a couple different iterations of it. One they tried by name, then they came up with another one by characteristics. And now, of course, everybody and their brother are going after normal capacity magazines. You're right to put quotation marks around assault weapons, because somehow or other, when the government buys them for one of their agencies, they want to call them personal defense weapons. The so-called assault weapon ban, first of all, the amount of people, you know, that are victimized by rifles is in the low one-digit 1%, so 2%, not even broken down by whether or not it's semi-automatic or not. It's not a crime issue. And the bottom line is it's just all political, because they can scare people with it.
You know, that's what it boils down to. It's all cosmetic. When we come back after this break, I want to read you a story about a Florida man shot dead after confronting car thieves in St. Petersburg. And I also want to read a letter from another listener and a fan, Dan Agramonte, about the Safe Carry Protection Act of 2014 in Georgia and church carry he wrote to his pastor. More after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a Car Arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, IRFnews.com, and I have teamed up to bring you the new IRF News video blog. Each week, we will have reporters, political candidates, and much, much more. Each week, we will bring you stories that you are not getting from the mainstream media. All conservative news in one place. All you need to do is go to IRFnews.com. It's quite simple. Go to IRFnews.com for up-to-date conservative news. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
The Armed American Radio Network. A little bit of Petty. Love the music we got in rotation today. SportsmanSteelSafes.com. SportsmanSteelSafes.com. Visit the website, call the number, ask for Matt. He will hook you up. I've gotten emails from Armed American Radio fans that he has done just that for. Special pricing if you mention when you call and ask for Matt. I've talked to him, and these are great guys. Tremendous product. Everything from a 2 to 10 gun safe on up to an entire storm shelter, modular, the size you want. These things are huge. And I'll let you know when I get my order here real soon, and we'll talk a little bit about it. Sarasota, Florida, News Talk 930, WLSS, WGUL, Talk 860, Tampa listeners. The Answer, 660, WORL in Orlando, Florida, and everywhere else throughout the state, and anybody in the country who might be down in Florida next week, actually this coming week, on Friday the 16th, I'll be at the Bullet Hole Gun Shop from 2 to 5 signing books. Come on out, the corner of Orange and Dolphin in downtown Sarasota. Make sure to stop by and say hi. I'd love to see you. Speaking of Florida, Florida man shot dead after confronting car thieves. Quoting now from the St. Pete Times or the Tampa Tribune, police say a St. Petersburg man is dead after confronting two men trying to steal a car from his driveway. According to investigators, 53-year-old Floyd Lassiter got into a physical altercation with one of the thieves Saturday at about 1:30 a.m. One of the suspects shot Lassiter multiple times in the upper torso. Both then fled on foot. Victim was taken to Bayfront, where he succumbed to his injuries. That means he died. He is no more. He is dead. Police say Lassiter's home had been burglarized earlier in May, and the keys to his cars were stolen. No suspects have been identified, and the investigation is ongoing. And sadly, they probably won't catch these guys. I want to go around the table. Jerry Henry in the studio with me, executive director of GeorgiaCarry.org. Do you confront people for stealing your car, or do you call 911 and be a good witness?
Well, for a car, I'd probably call 911. If I certainly wouldn't confront them unarmed.
I got to tell you, it's just, you know.
I think it's a little bit, I think that's going a little bit too far.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous what happens and what people get themselves into. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, you teach firearms training for a living. What do we do in a situation like that? People listening, your car's being broken into. What do you do? Do you go outside and confront on your property you've been broken into before, or do you call 911 and be the best witness you can be?
You know, that's a really good question. That's going to have to depend on what do I have in my car. Do I have, like, one of my kids in the car or something very valuable to me? In a case like that, well, yes, I'm going to confront, and, of course, I'm going to be armed when I do that. If I don't have anything of value and if it's not worth the risk, if I don't feel it's worth the risk, that's what insurance for. I'm going to take photos. I'm going to call the police.
You're going to be the best witness you can be.
I'm going to do exactly what I can do to make sure that they get caught.
Neil McCabe.
I'll tell you, this situation is something that people confront every day, and it goes back to that, what we were talking about this earlier in the show, who the first responders are. And, the idea that police are there to protect you is absurd. And, it's a very difficult thing to make, and these things just kill me when I hear about them.
Yeah, they're terrible stories. I have to tell you my position on this as someone, and I pulled a gun on two people attempting to take a car but was boxed in traffic. There's a difference. Unless your life is on the line and you're being confronted, it is my opinion that you be the best witness you can be. As George said, if there's nothing of value in the car, and I don't know if anything in the car other than a child that of any value that would be worth my life, I would be willing to bet you right now that 53-year-old Floyd Lassiter, if he could, would wish he did not confront those thieves at this point.
You know, the thing is, too, Mark, even in, what we would call red states or southern states, the legal system is going to come down and crush you, unless you've got something rock solid to come back with. That it'll be an early, a quick dismissal of charges once that side of the story. I mean, we all hope that's the case, but you could be looking at horrific, horrific legal problems.
No question about it. I want to move quickly now. A good friend of this program, Daniel Agramonte. Dan is a fan of Armed American Radio and has been for many years. He's been in the studio here as a guest. He's spoken in these microphones. He gets the grassroots, and this is something that's very near and dear to my heart and to everybody's heart on this panel. Bill Cannon, you understand the grassroots down in Texas. You get this because it's grassroots activism that changes law and changes lives. The Guns Everywhere bill here in Georgia now allows, or I should say, Jerry, decriminalizes church carry.
That's correct.
By code in the law now.
Okay? With permission of the church.
With permission of the church. This is where the anti-gunners are lying and saying that everybody can do this.
That's
correct. It's a $100 fine if you get caught in a church with a gun or make a mistake and go in, and they have not opted in and allowed guns.
That's correct.
Here's how grassroots activism works. This is a letter that Dan wrote to the reverend at his church. Subject, Safe Carry Protection Act of 2014. Bishop Wright, we were dismayed by your letter dated April 28, 2014, regarding firearms in churches under the Diocese of Atlanta. In this letter, you state that while the new law, the Safe Carry Protection Act of 14, would permit churches to allow firearms in their buildings and on their property, the Diocese of Atlanta will not do so. You close the letter referring to peace. As a military veteran, Dan takes deep offense to your implication that firearms and peace are mutually exclusive. Liberals, that means apart. Your implication that law-abiding citizens such as us would be part of the problem and therefore will be denied our rights is out of touch, inconsistent with our nation's history, and demonstrates a paternalistic attitude towards parishioners. In fact, church carry is already legal in more than 20 states. We would also call your attention to the recent National Rifle Association annual meeting in Indianapolis, where over 70,000 law-abiding citizens, tens of thousands of them armed, celebrated peacefully and not a single shot was fired. While it is your right as a private property owner to issue this policy, we feel that it infringes on our freedoms and forces our hand to look elsewhere. Dan and his daughter were at the Coverdale Legislative Office building in March 2014 and saw you testify against the bill. Your position appears to be out of touch with the mainstream and the United States regarding this issue. In our case, we are also steeled by honoring Dan's parents, who in 1963 escaped from Cuba after their liberties were taken away. This is unfortunate, as we had been enjoying attending Holy Innocents Episcopal Church. That said, we will not relinquish our rights in a misguided attempt at achieving public safety, in quotes. In closing, while we had looked at formally joining the church after over a year of attending, as a direct result of your policy, you can count on four less parishioners. We're certain there will be many more. Yours in Christ, the Agrimani family. Grassroots at its finest. Jerry, I'll start with you as a Georgia Kerry and actively involved in this bill. Your thoughts on that letter?
Well, I know Dan very well, and I know that it's something that he took very seriously. He and his wife discussed it, prayed over it, and I feel that that Dan did what he and his wife thought best, and I think they expressed their feelings in that letter very well.
That's the grassroots. That is the grassroots. Right. We've got 60 seconds. That means the music has started. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have to leave you on that one and tell you that next week I will be broadcasting Armed American Radio from my hometown in Tampa, Florida, the Talk 860 WGUL studios. Looking forward to that. Always a pleasure. Be down there for the USCCA instructor training course. Instructor training course. That will be fun. We'll have a studio full and a raucous crowd for sure. I can attest to that. Been there before. You've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. Our guests, Bill Cannon, Neil McCabe, David Kodria, George the Mad Ogre Hill, Jerry, and everybody else that joined the program today. I tell you this every week. I'll tell you right now. This time I'll get it in. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Armed American Radio will be back next week.
What difference at this point does it make?
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in heat. Jealous me by the
Hi, I'm Mark Walters, here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.